Double GJTL 10th Avenue North, No Shame, Mercy Me, doing the happy dance. Before that, Mindy and I were doing it along with them. Good morning to you at 7:02.
Tomorrow's a big day around here. It's Winning Wednesday. You can listen for giveaways of Torrin Wells' Citizen of Heaven CD. There's all kinds of opportunities to win throughout the day, the whole day. Just keep it right here at WJTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Friends in Action International, their communications manager, Shannon Medich. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Fred and Mindy. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, so great to have you on the air. Anybody you want to say hi to, give a shout out to?
You know, I do. I want to shout out to, I'm over here in York County, and I want to shout out to all the Dallas Town teachers. Go Wildcats. They've been working really hard to keep all our kids in and out of school, getting educated, and just want to acknowledge them and say hey to all our mission-minded brothers and sisters in Christ. Thanks for being part of the Great Commission and obeying Jesus and being part of what we do at Friends in Action.
Tell us about Friends in Action International, Shannon, and what you guys are up to.
Friends in Action is a nonprofit. We're over in Middletown, Pennsylvania. That's where our headquarters are. We partner with missionaries and national leaders in remote areas of the world. We use construction projects and practical service to take the gospel to unreached people groups and remote areas of the world. Our tagline is moving earth to share heaven. And so we get out there and we dig wells, we build airstrips, we help build homes, anything in a practical way that we can come alongside missionaries or national pastors in the field to demonstrate the love of God and to help them get the gospel to the last, the least, the lost, those who have never heard of Jesus.
I know how challenging it has been for us over COVID time. I'm curious, how has COVID-19 and the pandemic impacted you guys being all global all throughout the world?
Yeah, Fred, it was, I'm telling you, when this pandemic hit, I think we're all in shock, right? We had no idea what this was going to look like. But for an organization, a big part of what we do is we send volunteer teams out into these unreached areas of the world. And so by March, oh my goodness, we had our wings clipped and we thought, this isn't going to be good. Like this, you know, this is really going to impact our ministry and what we do. And, you know, you think with all these COVID restrictions, flights were canceled, countries' borders are closed, our staff was working from home just like everybody else. You know, our impact should have been minimal this year. You know, we should have been at a standstill. We should have been, you know, not being able to send teams out. We should have been waiting for things to align to do ministry. But you know what? We serve this God who shows himself faithful in incredible ways. And this year, we've been able to touch more indigenous lives than ever before. The gates of hell will not prevail over God's kingdom. And we have this God who's not hampered, thank goodness, by viruses and government restrictions or politics or our excuses or inconveniences or inadequacies. We've got this God who answers before we call, who turns groanings and sighings into prayers, and who says, nothing's too difficult for me, who doesn't have an arm that's too short or ears that are too dull. He has just answered us in unthinkable, wonderful ways. And his word has gone out and accomplished all that he intends, and it's always more than we can ask or think or imagine. In every time, and every person, in every location, people are still calling on the matchless name of Jesus. And so we have been, I can't wait to tell your listeners how God has filled bellies and healed sick people and freed prisoners and quenched the thirst of those that have not had water and brought shelter to the homeless and darkness to those that need the light of Christ. Like, he's done great things, and we're so excited to be part of it. And we're so grateful for your listeners that support and pray and give to our ministry.
Wow, it's so great to hear your enthusiasm and to hear how God is at work. If you want more information about Friends in Action International, visit FIAINTL, Friends in Action International, FIANTL.org. Coming up, we're to talk more with Shannon. We'll find out how you can be involved. We'll find out about their upcoming fundraising event and banquet as well. Stick around.